The Gemara in Shabbos in Bamei Madlik and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph discusses the brachos that we make on Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. The Gemara says that a Madlik Neiros Chanukah makes three brachos, and a Roya Neiros Chanukah makes two brachos. The Madlik Neiros Chanukah says Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Sha'asa Nisim La'Vaseinu, and Shecheyanu. And the Gemara goes on to say that we drop the Shecheyanu in the subsequent days. And the Roya just makes a Sha'asa Nisim and a Shecheyanu, and in the subsequent days he too drops the Shecheyanu. He doesn't say Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah because he's not being Madlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Now, this concept of a Roya, which is not so common in Bizman Hazeh, it is brought in Shulchan Aruch, it is relevant, but it's not so common just because of the way that the world is today. There's a big machlokes rishonim if the din of roya applies to someone who's traveling and he's unable to light a menorah himself. However, his wife is lighting for him, and that is a beferish gemara madlikin olai begoy beisoi. The beferish gemara that's okay. There are times that I've advised people to be samech on that. If I was worried that if they would light menorah, it would just end up being a very bedieved kiyum of the mitzvah, that it's better to sometimes be samech on the wife lighting, which even though you're not participating then in the hadlaka, but it's at least it's 100% mekayim the mitzvah, as it says in the Gemara. So there were times that there were people that had to travel for business and so on, and they were samech at least bedieved. Sometimes they tried to epis light in a hotel room or something, even though no one was there, and it was very late at night or in an airport. You know, sometimes people are on an airplane, so how are they supposed to light on an airplane? So then they could be Saimach on Madlikin Olai Begoy Beisai. But there's a Machlekes Rishonim. I'm not getting into what Rashi says because there's a confusion about the Rashi. I saw today that the Yerach HaEsanim, he goes into different Pshatim in Rashi, but I'm going to leave that for now. But the Rishonim discuss if the din of roya applies to someone who's being mekayim the mitzvah of hadlakas ner Chanukah, but he's just not doing it himself, so he didn't get to see the neres Chanukah. Meaning, if I'm traveling and my wife is lighting for me, do we say she's lighting for me? I didn't see neres, so when I see neres, I'll make the bracha sha'asa nisim la'vaseinu bayamim ha'ayim bazman hazeh. Or do we say no? Or do we say that The bracha of haroya is for someone who's not being mekayim the mitzvah of ner Chanukah? For someone who's not being mekayim, there's no check on his neres Chanukah line. He's not being mekayim the mitzvah. So then there's an alternative for him that he could be mekayim the mitzvah of roya. But if they're madlikin olav begoy beisay, so then he would not make this bracha of roya. The Rashba holds that it's dafka if you're not being mekayim the mitzvah at all. If your wife is lighting for you, he says it is, he's very strong about it. He says it is ridiculous to say that you should make a bracha on haroya. He says, we never heard of such a thing. I'll read you the lashon. D'lo motzinu yoytze min ha-mitzvah v'chayzeru mevarech al ha-re'iyah. You are yoytze the mitzvah. Your wife lit for you. You're done. You're finished. Shkayach. He says there are some that say that even if they're madlikin all of b'seich beisa, you have to make a bracha on the re'iyah, and say strong words, ve'ein lohem al masha yismaychu. Now this machlaikis, the Rajba and the Radvisa that the Rajba brings, is also a machlaikis, the Ran and the Mardchai. The Ran says, like the Rajba, that if they are lighting for you at home, there's no reason to make a birchas haroya. However, However, the Mordechai says that even if they're madlikin olav bebeisai, it's still ra'oi to make a bracha on the re'iyah. So I want to make a suggestion about what the machlokes could be that causes this break between the Rashba and the Ravisa, the Ran and the Mordechai. And it goes back to a fascinating Ran, where the Ran discusses the din of Achsanoi. And the Ran says on the Gemara that an achsanoi, a guest, is chayev b'ner Chanukah, the Ran has a kasha. The kasha is that the Ran understands that an achsanoi, that the mitzvah of Chanukah is a mitzvah that you need to have a house in order to do the mitzvah. If you're an achsanoi, so then you don't have a house or you don't have access to your house. So then what does it mean that an achsanoi is chayev b'ner Chanukah? Says the Ran. He says the Ran Mefurash that Ner Chanukah is not like mezuzah. Think about that. By mezuzah, it's clear. If you don't have a house, you're not chayav in mezuzah. If I come to your house, that doesn't make me chayav in mezuzah, just because I'm in a house. In order to be chayav in mezuzah, you need to have a house. Says the Ran, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is not doima to mezuzah. While mezuzah is a chiyuv on the house, hadlokas ner Chanukah is a chiyuv on the person, and the way to be mekayim the mitzvah is with a house. You use a house to be mekayim the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is not a mitzvah on the house. That's what the Ran says. What's fascinating, that l'chayra, Taisus is chaylik on this. There's a Taisus in Sukkah, daf mem vav amin aleph, Taisus di bramaskel haroya, who discusses the din of Raya and Ner Chanukah. And Taisus tries to figure out what is unique about Ner Chanukah, that it has this unique din that if you see the mitzvah, you make a bracha. Like, for example, if you show up to shul without your lulav and esrog, and you see me shaking a lulav and esrog, is there a birchas haraya? There's no such a thing. Taisus says this about lulav. Or sukkah. You know, if you don't have your own sukkah, so when you see a sukkah, you make a bracha? No such a thing. So what is the pshat that Chazal were misaken a halacha of Raya? So Taisva says two perushim. Taisva says as follows. He says the first pshat is something that he calls mishum chavivos hanes, that there's an extra chavivos of the Ner Chanukah. Right, we find such a lashon in the Rishonim there's a certain chavivos, a certain uniqueness and specialness to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So mishum chavivos hanes, they didn't settle with a mitzvah of just hadlaka, but they created a berchas haraya. That's one pshat. And then he says the second pshat is to help people that don't have a house. If you don't have a house, you should be able to somehow be mekayim the inyan of hadlokas ner Chanukah. So if you don't have a house, they will mekayim that you do birchas haraya. That's what Taisa says. What do you mean?
The whole kasha. So that can apply. So say the same thing. Someone doesn't have a lulav next week. Let's help. So someone does have a. I guess say someone doesn't have a house. To help them be mekayim.
So Taisa says something similar. Taisus says something similar. In terms of the other chafatzim of a mitzvah, I guess it is very, very easy to be makayim. You could do matan almanas lahachzir and so on. But Taisus does say, I prefer the first teretz than the second. Taisus says, V'rishay nira ikar, I think he says, or nira yaiser, let me see the lashon. V'tam rishay nicha. The first reason is nicha, is more misyashiv, because that way you won't have a kasha from mezuzah. Right? Because if Taisus is right, that they provided you with an alternative to be mekayim the mitzvah if you don't have a house, so so why didn't they provide someone who doesn't have a house with an alternative for the mitzvah of mezuzah? That if I go into Dr. Hack's house and I don't have a house, and I see his mezuzah, that I make a bracha because I don't have a house. So says Taisus, clearly not having a house, if you have a mitzvah that depends on a house, it's not a reason that Chazal would make this special bracha. It must be this inyan, which needs its own explanation, but this inyan of mishum chavivos hanes. Now think about this. When Taisvis says, le'tikshile mezuzah, what's the kasha from mezuzah? If you hold like the Ran, there's no kasha at all from mezuzah. It's so different Ner Chanukah than mezuzah. By mezuzah, if you don't have a house, you don't have a mitzvah. So therefore, there's no reason to do a birchas haraya. But by Ner Chanukah, if you don't have a house, you still have the mitzvah. And you're desperately looking for a house to be mekayim the mitzvah. Then it would make sense that there's a birchas haraya. So clearly, Taisus is chaylik on the Ran. And Tosfos holds that the din of Ner Chanukah is similar to the din of Mezuzah. Just like by Mezuzah, if you don't have a house, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, so too by Ner Chanukah. If you don't have the ability to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you are not Chayiv in the Mitzvah. L'chayre, that's what comes out from this Tosfos. It comes out a very fundamental machloikis between the Ran and the Tosfos. According to the Ran, if I'm Ne'enas and I don't have a house, so I'm not being Mekayim Ner Chanukah because I'm an Oynes. I'm Chayiv, but I'm an Oynes. According to Tosfos, if I don't have a house, I'm not being Mekayim Ner Chanukah because I'm not Chayiv in Ner Chanukah. Not that I'm an Oynes, I'm not Chayiv in it. That's a very different way to look at Ner Chanukah according to the Ran and according to Tosfos. Now think about it. According to the Ran, the din of Roya would be a din, as we asked on Tosfos, to help out someone who's stuck without a house, to help them be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, because you're an Anas, and you need to Mekayim the mitzvah. So it's mistaver that the Ran looks at the din of Roya as a solution for someone who can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But according to Tosfos, the din of Roya is Mishum Chavivas Anes, which means, in addition to the din of Adlokas Ner Chanukah, Chazal wanted to add something. There's an added nekuda. Chazal want you to see the Neiros. Elo lir'oysam bilvad. Chazal want you to see the Neiros. If that's true, how beautiful is the Machlekes? According to the Ran, it l'shitasoi, that if your wife was Madlik for you, you're Mekayim the mitzvah. The whole reason the Chazal made the mitzvah of Roya is to help you if you're an Anos and you couldn't be Mekayim the mitzvah. Well, guess what? You're not an Anos and you can be Mekayim the mitzvah. So comes along the Ran and says, and the Rajva, and says, no, if they're Madlikin Olav Bebesai, you do not do a Berachas HaRoya. But the Mordechai would hold like Tosfos, that no, that mitzad the fact that you're an anus, no. If you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah, there's no inyan of doing the mitzvah. You're not chayiv in the mitzvah. Like nobody ever walks around and says, you ever see like even the brisker yeshiva bachram don't walk around and say, I don't have a house, maybe I could be kaina dalar amas in your house so I can be Mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. They'll do it for their father-in-law so they can be Mekayim v'dikas chametz. But they won't do it so that they can be Mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. Why? Because if you don't have a house, you're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah. Could be that's true about Bedika also, but we'll leave that for Pesach. We'll leave that possible contradiction. But in any event, the Mordechai will say there's an extra inyan, Bisham Chavivas Anes, that we want you to be Roya. Well, if that's true, even if I was Mekayim the mitzvah at home, but I wasn't Roya. So there's a din, Chazal want me to be Roya. So even if they were Mekayim the mitzvah at home, there's an inyan that I should be Roya in Ner Chanukah, and HaRoya in Ner Chanukah, Mevarech. So far, what we said doesn't seem to affect the halacha l'maisa at all. I want to bring up another machloikis. A machloikis, a seeming machloikis, between the Magen Avram and the Moiruk Tzia. You know what the Moiruk Tzia is? Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Moiruk Tzia is a pirush on the tour from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Mem Vav Kuf, when you see that in the Bir Halacha, or different places, it's Moruk Tzia. And the Machlokes is, and you realize why this is the address to go to with this question, is what happens if a blind person is living at home? Does he light Neiros Chanukah? Now the Magen Avraham does say that if he has a wife, so let his wife light for him. If there are other people that could do it, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah L'chatchila, with other people doing it, they should do it. But the Magen Avraham says, Simin Tuf Reish Ayin Hey, Sifkat and Dalit. The Magen Avraham says that if a Suma does not have anyone to light for him, he's living home alone, he should light even without anyone helping him. The Suma Chayev B'chol HaMitzvahs, right? That was the Maskana. Mitzvah V'Oisa, right? A Suma is Chayev B'chol HaMitzvahs. Ah, a Suma is Potter for a Ner Havdalah. He says, no. Havdalah, the pshat is that you should have hana from the ner. If someone's a suma, he can't have hana from the ner. So he's potter from ner havdalah. Ner chanukah, the pshat is that others should see the ner. Oh, if someone is a suma, they could still light and others could see the ner. Therefore they would light, and the pashtus of the Magen Avraham is that it's bibracha. Comes along the Maruk Tzia. It's brought in the Shari Tshuva there, in Tafrei Shayin Hei Sifkat and Gimel. No, don't make a bracha. Could light, but don't make a bracha. What's the machlaikas? So think about it. If you hold that the din of Raya is a din that was just there to help someone who wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah, but there's no inherent halacha in Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah of Raya, that would be the shita of the Magen Avraham. Let him light with the bracha. There's nothing wrong. He's lighting. He has a house. He's lighting. Let him light with the bracha. But if you hold like the Mordechai, or like the Tosfos, Mishum Chavivos Hanes, that there's a special inyan that you should see the Ner Chanukah, so then it's possible that the Maruk Tzia held that being Roya the Neiros is not a second mitzvah, but being Roya the Neiros, Mishum Chavivos Hanes, is part of the Kiya mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. When they told you to be Madlik Neiros Chanukah, they wanted you to be Madlik and Roya. By the way, when I said Ela L'Roysam Bilvad, yeah, Yesh Lamoid Bezeh, that we say in Haneiros Alalu, that Ein Lanu Rishus L'Ishtameshvim, Ela L'Roysam Bilvad, it seems to indicate, the Nusach of Haneiros Alalu comes from the days of the Tanoim, it seems to indicate that there's an inyan of Roya by the Neiros Chanukah. That's part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. A Suma can't be Makayim, that part of the mitzvah. And if a Suma can't be Makayim, that part of the mitzvah. So it could be that's why the Maruk Tzia said that he shouldn't make a bracha. A few years ago, I tracked down a Maruk Tzia. And the Maruk Tzia says the following words. A Suma should not make a bracha. As the Gemara says, Haroya Mevarach Shtayim. It seems to indicate that he was thinking along our lines. That from the fact that there's a mitzvah of Raya, that indicates that Re'iya is part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and Memela, you have to make a bracha.
The Suma wouldn't make either bracha, or would only make the first bracha?
No, because even the first bracha, the second bracha is a bracha that I'm making. The second bracha also applies to the Hadlaka. This is, by the way...
Fragich.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is...
You're asking is the first bracha on the first part and the second bracha on the second part. It doesn't work that way. The mitzvah, according to this, we would say, according to the Maruk Tzia, we would say the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah includes Hadlaka and Re'iya. If one is Roya and wasn't Madlak, he can't say Lahadlak Ner Shal Chanukah. But I do want to say, this is what I was looking up in the Yerach HaIsanim, he has a beautiful, beautiful shtickle pulling apart the Din Re'iya from the Din Hadlaka. It's not a stira to what we're saying, it's a fascinating Haisafa. And Kedarka, it's like you could just drink it up. Like it's like the smoothest scotch, you know, that's safer. Okay, so that's the, according to this, it would come out. L'chaira, the following Shaila. Let's say you were a Sfardi. So by Sfardim, Mahadrin mena Mahadrin, is that the Balabayas lights and the Bnei Bayas don't light. Now, I happen to know, Rabbi Yosef, I'm sure, could say the same, because we've had Sfaradi Talmidim, that the... the minig among the Sfaradim, very often, is that they are not present when their father is lighting. In fact, it's a little bit of something that Sfaradi Bachrim are missing. Very often a Sfaradi Bachur in Yeshiva could go 8 days without seeing a menorah. His father's lighting for him. Interesting. But according to what we're saying, according to the Maruk Tzia, according to the Taisvis, according to the Mardchai, the Chayr is makim to say that hotenach, that your father's lighting for you, that's Lagavi the din of Ner Ish Ubesoy. The part of the halacha that's said on the bias, but the part of the halacha that's not necessarily said on the bias, maybe everyone should do the mitzvah of Raya. Now, on this, you could argue. You could say there's one mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah, and if according to the Sfaradim, Mahadrin Mana Mahadrin means that the father lights, then he has the mitzvah of Mahadlak and he has the mitzvah of Raya. But there's another case that's much closer to home. And that is, and this happens in every single house across the world, what happens if you're lighting menorah and your wife is flipping latkes? Now your wife is chayev in menorah. And for us Ashkenazim, she should really be lighting her own menorah. Why doesn't she? Because ishtei kegufei. She's being mekayim the mitzvah through you. Okay, so I'm lighting. But part of the mitzvah is to be roya. Perhaps, even though the maisa hadlaka she's doing through me, perhaps it would be important that she be present to be mekayim the mitzvah of re'iyah. Perhaps. Here also you could argue that I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm doing the whole mitzvah, even the re'iyah. But if that were the case, then you can't really say that. Because if that were the case, then if madlikin olav bebeisai, we wouldn't say that a roya should make the bracha. If you're going with the shita that if madlikin olav bebeisai, a roya should still do it, so what you're saying is that even if someone is mekayim for you the mitzvah of hadlakas ner chanukah, there's still an inyan on every individual to see neiras chanukah. So that means that if you're lighting for your wife, there's still an inyan for her to see hadlakas ner chanukah. Be gentle with her. But l'chayra, she should be there.
Ishtei kegufei is more to being mighty somebody.
Well, over there it's also ishtei. Madlikin olav bebeisai is his wife. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Ad kan li ha'ara la'halacha. What I want to do now, it's amazing, as you get older, you start valuing less the fancy stuff, and valuing more the fundamental, foundational stuff. We used to go to Ma'amarim Chaim Berlin. I'm sure, Elisha, Akiva, I'm sure you remember. Rabbi Aaron would sometimes spend 2 hours just saying over a maimer that you could go over to a Pachad Yitzchak and read yourself. You remember that? Except that when he said it over, it wasn't exactly like reading it yourself. In fact, then you wanted to go read it yourself. I have in my notes, I'll be honest with you, I have notes on every yontif, and several of the simonim in each of my notes are straight Pachad Yitzchak. Straight. Straight. This, Dvar Torah, is Maimer, this, and Sefer, this. Because I've discovered that when I go through it carefully and I try to say it in my own words, and I try to really understand what he's saying, and I look past the fancy linguistic richness of his words, I really want to understand it in a way that I can hold it and I can do something with it. So I want to do that now. Now, the truth is that I do have up my sleeve a very fancy hemshech to this Pachad Yitzchak. I don't think I'm going to have time or kayach to say it tonight. Perhaps, those of us that have the schus to spend Shabbos together, perhaps on Leil Shabbos, we're going to, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have an oinig Leil Shabbos, maybe we'll be mamshech the conversation then. So consider this part one of the conversation, but I want to say over one of the most classic ma'amorim in Pachad Yitzchak of Chanukah, and that is Maimer Beis, Pachad Yitzchak of Chanukah. That's what I've been working on. I think I'm starting to maybe have some understanding of it. The Pachad Yitzchak begins with examining the contrast between the Nusach of Alanisim of Chanukah and the Nusach of Alanisim of Purim. And if you think about it, it's a very smart thing to do. Because if you want to understand what's boilate about a yontif, you want to see when two things are similar, you want to see what's different. So he notices the following. He notices that in the story of the Alanisim of Purim, both of them start Alanisim v'Ala Purkan, and both of them tell a story. In the Purim story, so it says, Bimei Mordechai v'Esther, B'shushan Abira, K'sh'omar Aleim Haman, and so on and so forth. B'kei Shlashmin L'harigul Abed, and so on, the whole story. The story ends, V'salisa Oisai V'ezbonav, I think it says, Alho Eitz. That's the end of the story. So the end of Alanisim ends with the end of the story. It doesn't say... It doesn't say in the Alanisim, it doesn't say that they made a yontif of Purim. That's kind of obvious. You're saying Alanisim on Purim. It doesn't tell the story that they made a yontif of Purim. So that's number one. However, when you look at the Alanisim of Chanukah, It's very different. The Alanisim of Chanukah sets upstairs, Alisha. Mm-hmm. The Alanisim of Chanukah says the whole story. Rabin Biyad Ma'atim, Tmeyim Biyad Tehoirim, Mishraim Biyad Tzadikim, until the end of the story. Where does the story end? V'hidliku neiros b'chatzeres kadshecha. But then it adds some information. It says, V'kavu shmoynes yimei Chanukah elu lahoydes ulahala l'shimcha agadah. And they made a yontif. Why the difference? Why is it that by Purim, it just says the story without saying, and they made a yontif, but by Chanukah, it says the story, and then it says, and they made a yontif lahoydes ulahala. It's a very, very valid question. And right away he answers the question, because the question that the Maimer is based on is not the answer to this question, which was obvious to him. It's the why on the answer to this question. But the answer, he says, is something that threw me for a loop, by the way, when I saw it. I don't know why it took me so many years to realize this. And I don't know why it took me so many times through the Maimer to realize that that's what he's saying. But since then, I've seen it in other swarms. Here, Moshe Shapiro has a whole Maimer about this as well. He says, the only yontif of all the Yom Tovim of the year, that there is lehedya a chiyuv of Haida'a is Chanukah. You hear that? Although we have Pesach, there's a chiyuv of Sipur, Pirsum, Shira, Hallel, but it doesn't say Haida'a. You have Purim, you also have a chiyuv of Persume Nisa. Okay, we don't say Hallel, Akati Avdi Dachashverish Anan, but we don't say the word in the Megillah, it doesn't say anywhere Haida'a. Shavuos, we have the Kabbalah Satayra, the Simcha of Kabbalah Satayra, but we don't, and certainly we're full of Hakara Satayv, but an instruction that one of the ingredients of this Yantav is Haida'a, is giving thanks, you do not have. Haloi Davaru. So this, the Maimer that he says, which I'm going to say briefly, the Maimer that he says is an attempt to explain what is unique about Chanukah, that it alone has this chiyuv of Haida'a. So let's jump into it. He says like this. This past week's parsha, we saw that Yaakov Avinu was zeicha to the Shem Yisrael. Right? Yaakov Avinu, Layikare oit Shimcha Yaakov, whatever that means, Layikare oit Shimcha Yaakov, Ki'im Yisrael, Yia Shemecha, Yaakov adds the name Yisrael. What is the addition of the name Yisrael? So Rashi says twice in Parshas Vayishlach that the addition of the name Yisrael is Esav being moida to Yaakov that the brachas are his. It's a haida'a that the brachas are his. The first Rashi is when Yaakov Avinu was fighting with the Malach, and he tells the Malach to bench him, and the Malach says, Lo yikari oid shimcha, says Rashi, kan hoide lo yala brachis. And the second Rashi is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually tells him that his name is Yisrael, that Rashi explains that the word Yaakov sounds like trickery, right? It sounds like ba'akmimus, like with crookedness. And the word Yisrael is like a lashon of sar, a lashon of sarus, so that in other words, that this that you have the bracha was not a sly trick, but the brachas are actually belong to you; they're yours. So the Shem Yisrael came to Klal Yisrael through a haidah, through the a haidah of Esav to Yaakov that the brachas are his. What happened that caused that haidah? So it's important to know. We know that what happened that caused the Haidah is the fight between Esav and Yaakov, between Yaakov and Sarai Shal Esav, right? Vayeovek ish imai. That incident from all of the Nisyonos of Yaakov through Beisai Shal Lavan and through all of the Ma'avakim with Yaakov and all the Nisyonos with Esav, the Nakuda that caused that flip of Haidalai Allah Brachas was Dafka, the Maisa of the Melchama with Sarai Shal Esav. Okay, why? What is it about the Melchama with Sarai Shal Esav that lends itself towards getting this name Yisrael, this Haidah Allah Brachas, more than any other struggle that Yaakov had? So the pshat is that if you look at the struggles that Yaakov had, certainly the fight with Sarai Shal Esav is the most pnimius dika fight. Right? It's a fight on a ruchnius dika plane. It has no physical explanation. Right? It's a fight on a ruchnius dika plane. So while all the other things, of course, are representative of huge spiritual concepts, but they also played out in a certain very physical way. Lavan, the fight with Lavan, Lavan chasing him, Esav, Arbameis Ish, Vayanashe Kloi, Vayachatz, all these things are things that happen on the ground. Masha Enkin, when it came to this fight, of the fight between Yaakov and Sarashel Esav, it was something that took place where Yaakov, so to speak, I think you'll agree with me, stepped away from the physical world, and he stepped further pnimi, inward, into an olam ruchni, and he fought a spiritual battle. Now we know that every single thing that happened in the lives of the avos are simanim of the different events that would play out in the lives of their children. Maisa avos, simen labanim. And every single thing, you know, if you want to have the best time, there's a sefer called Nifla'is Mitayras Hashem Yisbarach. It's literally a delicious sefer, and the sefer goes through the Maisa of Simon Labanim in ways that will blow your mind. He's medayik in psukim, like dikdukim, like incredible pratim, and he shows how they played out years later in the lives of Klal Yisrael. So the entire journey of the Avos from Avram through Yitzchak through Yaakov was a Simon Labanim. And each thing that happened, each interaction between Yaakov and Esav plays out through our Galias, through history. So if we were going to look at this interaction between Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav, which interaction between us and Umay Sa'ilam would be represented by this stepping into a pneumistic world? Think about it. The nisayon that the Behe'avek Ish Imai, Behe'avek Ish Imai, represents would be the most pnimiyistika nisayon. Right? While other nisayonis maybe are more external, what would we look for to find the source, the simen labanim of the fight between Yaakov and the Malach? We will look for the most pnimiyistika fight. And we know what that is. We know that every other struggle in history, Haman, Hamas, you know, we know that every other struggle in history was a struggle of Lahashmid Laharagula Abed is Kola Yehuda. They wanted the Jews dead. It was a fight against the entire Jew, external and internal. Chitzaini and Pnimi. There was a fight against the Jew. Shani Gzeiras HaShmad. When it came to the Gzeiras of Shmad, which took place starting from Malchus Yavon until even in our Golas, through the Crusades and so on, Shani Gzeiras HaShmad, that there was no threat, Chitzaini is like a threat. The entire threat was an internal threat. So look at the parallel. Look at the parallel. I think this is the pshat in the Pachad Yitzchak. Look at the parallel. The most internal pneumiastika struggle is going to correspond to in our history to the most internal pneumiastika struggle. And the struggle with Yavon was an internal pneumiastika struggle. There was no physical threat. The Yavonim weren't saying we're going to kill you. The Yavonim were saying just be like us and you'll be fine. So it was a struggle about our essence. It was a struggle uniquely about who we are, our Shem Yisrael. That's why the threat of Vayeovek Ish Imai, which is a threat to the core of what it means to be a Jew. You could live like a guy, I'll leave you alone. I'm just fighting with what it means to be a Jew. That is the struggle here. With what it means to be a Yid, that's why the result of that is that Yaakov is given the Shem Yisrael, and Esav says, okay, you know, you're Zaycha, I'm asking that you're here, that you're the one that's Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. You're the one that's the Tachlis Abriya. Okay. So then, we'll get back to this in a minute. But here, Rav Huttner pulls out one of his very, very famous explanations of two similar words in Lashon Kodesh, two similar concepts in Lashon Kodesh. Because our goal is to understand the concept of Haida'a, but don't be confused. This that Esav was Maida ala brachas doesn't mean he thanked us for the brachas. It means he admitted, he acknowledged that we have the brachas. Our mitzvah of Haida'a is not acknowledging, it's thanking. It's to thank. It happens to be that the word Maida serves both purposes. I'm Maida to you when I want to thank you. And if you tell me I owe you money, I could be Maida. I'm not. But I could be Maida to you. I could be Maida. I could admit. I could acknowledge. Those are two separate words. Says Rav Huttner, of course, as we know, that the Lashon HaKodesh won't have two words. Unlike other languages, it won't have two words that are just completely separate meanings that have nothing to do with each other. So he explains as follows. He explains that every thanks in the world is an acknowledgement of something that you didn't want to admit. And that is that every human being, wired into the core of a human being, is that we want to be independent. And we want to do things ourselves. Right? You see it growing up. You see it in your kids as they start growing up at a certain point. I can do it myself. You want to help your child. And that's a very, very good thing when that happens. Sometimes it's very obnoxious. And sometimes it's very frustrating. But when your son starts screaming, I can do it myself. Don't help me. Right? That happens at a certain stage. Don't help me. I can do it myself. That is a certain wiring in the Tzuras Adam that's expressing itself, which is the Ratzon not to be dependent on others. I want to be independent. I don't want to be dependent on others. When I thank you, it's not just a thanks, it's an admission. I was dependent on you. I needed you. So thanks, every thanks, comes along with it in its depth, a certain admission, a certain acknowledgement. And then he says, and this is really where our Avoda on Hanukkah starts to concretize, and then he says, when it comes to thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the most of all like that. Because we have a certain rebellious streak inside of us that we don't want to acknowledge how dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu we are. We want to say, Kaychi Va'itzim Yadi, I did this myself. We are that little child telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can do it myself. We have a hard time acknowledging that we are zero. We have nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are zero. We're Ephes. We're zero without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a hard time acknowledging that. When we say Moedim, we're going through an Avoda of acknowledging that we are nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Huttner says as follows. If the Ness of Hanukkah represents the success of the struggle against Shmad, so what moment is that in the world of Yaakov Avinu? That's the moment of Ayar Ki Lo Yachalai. Right? When the Hashmanoyim, Amoyser Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, Saroi Shal Esav says of Ayar Ki Lo Yachalai, I'm trying to pull them in their pneumias, I'm trying to make them into Misyavnim, but they're hanging on, Ayar Ki Lo Yachalai, I can't do it. And at that moment, what does Vayarki Layochaloi trigger? We recognize your role in the Bria. We recognize that you're special. Like, for example, I was thinking about this today. Chazal say, Asidim umaysa oilam loymar anu Yisrael. Right? It's true today, right? Because they have our Bible and they think it's theirs. You know, I think I shared with the boys on Friday night that I got this letter. I told you about this. I got this letter from on October 10th. I got this letter from the Baptist Church of Waterbury, signed by two pastors, telling me that they side with Israel and they're there for us and they support us. A beautiful letter, full of marmakaimus from Tanakh, full of marmakaimus. I told the boys, it's like a sher klali, full of marmakaimus. Of course, there was tremendous wrong pshat in the marmakaimus, a lot of the marmakaimus. But full of marmakaimus, from Genesis to Ezekiel and everything in between. And I asked Rosh Chaim Mahaliwa if I should write them back. And he said I should. And he said, if you want, I'll send you the letter. He said that I should end off saying, just to stand up, that we don't have the same belief, I should end off praying something, he said, I'm not telling you what to write, but something to the one Almighty God. Because that's a point of difference between us and Christianity. The one, he was so proud of himself that he, like, the one Almighty God. So I did that. I wrote them a beautiful letter. Beautiful. If anybody wants it, I'll be happy to forward it to you. It's on my phone. A beautiful letter. And I ended off that I'm going to end with a prayer to the one Almighty God that he should protect us and everything, and we should be able to bring peace to the world. It was a very, very good letter. But there's one nafkamina between my letter and their letter. You know how many marmakaimis were in my letter? Zero. You know why? Because it's not your Torah. It's my Torah. And I'm not sitting here and sharing the Torah with you. I'll be very nice to you. I'm very grateful to you. Thank you for the support. But it's not your Torah. Don't sit here telling me a drasha on the Ata Teshufenu Akev, some kind of drasha with the head Hebrew on the bottom. So I should chop the vart that they were trying to say. Don't do that. I'm not interested. I said to Rav Shlaim, I have the letter with me if the Rosh Yeshiva wants to see it. He said, no. They don't want to see it. Asidim u'masaylam leimar anu Yisrael. This nitzachin is the opposite of that. The nitzachin of, no, be like us. No, we're Moise Nefesh. We're not like you. Vayarki le'yachaloi is an acknowledgement. You're Yisrael. We're not Yisrael. You're Klal Yisrael. Haydalai ala brachais. You're the ones. Bishvil Yisrael shenikra reishis. That's the nekuda here. Says Rav Huttner, if we're getting a haydah, it's our job to bring it back to its shayrish. If we're getting an admission that it's us, is it us? No, it's what we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So wired in to the dinim of the yantif is that we should be Isaac in Haida'ah. I want to point out something about the Hanukkah that we're about to go into. I'm very, 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 very concerned about this Hanukkah. And Talmidei Chachamim and B'nai Torah are going to be very tongue-tied about what I'm about to talk about, but I'm sitting among friends, so I feel comfortable talking about it. They're going to be very tongue-tied because when they say what I'm about to say, it could be perceived as jumping into political or even hashkafic conversations that are not the intention. I'm going to give you a mashal of what I want to say, the danger of this Chanukah, and of course I'm talking about the fact that we are going to be spending 8 days talking about a melchama from between Klal Yisrael and Umay Sa'ilam while the state of Israel is engaged in a war for the survival of Eretz Yisrael. A war that we support. But yet, I believe that it's going to provide a certain tishtosh hakav, a certain confusion. It's going to give a certain confusion. We have to be very careful with our children. It's going to create a confusion in the world that we need to be aware of before Hanukkah starts. I'll give you an example. Today I wasn't feeling well. I stayed home from yeshiva today. I'm supposed to be on a training tomorrow, to take part in a training. I'm like the Rav of the training that Touro University is doing in collaboration with a certain mahalach that Duke University has to bring a mahalach of stopping smoking to the frum community, which I'm pro stopping smoking. It's very dangerous. And although it wasn't the first thing on my mind that I wanted to engage in, but since I am so machshiv the inyan, and I was asked to participate in that, so I did that. And this morning I recorded as if live, but it really was recorded before because I was afraid of the cough. I recorded my presentation, a half hour presentation, about the Torah view to smoking. That was the only words I spoke him out the whole day. That half hour. It was not an easy half hour to get through, but that's what I spoke today. The rest of the day was spent trying to learn, trying to rest, and seeing what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, because I was home. And because of that, I had the opportunity, I don't know if that's the right word, to listen to Prime Minister Netanyahu speak today to the citizens of Israel. And he spoke a lot about Hanukkah. And he said, just like then, the Maccabim were warriors that were fighting for Klal Yisrael, so too today, our fighters are present-day Maccabim that are fighting for the eternity of Klal Yisrael. And you know, when he said it, it felt exciting. And not just did it feel exciting, there's an element, and this is the part that could be so abused when I'm, you know, this type of thing. That's why I'm sitting among friends. I know it's recording, but I daven to Hashem that it shouldn't be misunderstood. But sitting among friends, yes, there are Yidden fighting against Goyen for the protection of Klal Yisrael. Hashem should be with them. In our shul, we daven for them 3 times a day. On Shabbos, we say a special Misha Berech for them. They're on our minds and hearts constantly. Not only that, there are B'nai Torah they are fighting. There are Loim Dei Torah they are fighting. There are people that know the score that are fighting. And certainly, our hearts are with them. And we're fighting in spirit along with them. But we have to be so careful. Because I also heard in Netanyahu's speech, loud and clear, he didn't say these words, but he could have, Kaychi ve'oitzem yadi asa li esachayel hazeh. We will win. Our victory is assured. I am sure that we will win. Yeah, you're sure that we will win? Because it doesn't depend on you. It depends, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it. And it's true. But you, Mr. Netanyahu, have no idea. Why are you saying you're so sure? So he said why he's saying it. Because he said in every area of battle, our forces are superior to those of Hamas. What does that sound like to you? We are stronger. We are better warriors. No longer do we live in the generation of Giboyrim Biad Chalashim. Oh, we live in the generation of Chalashim Biad Giboyrim. That's what he said. And the Zionist dream, I should say the secular Zionist dream of the Jew sitting like all the nations of the world, you know, the never again people, there's a certain sense that the Jews have taken their place in this world. And in 1939, we didn't have machine guns. So what happened, happened. But in 2023, we have machine guns, so we control our destiny now. That has been said mefurish by the defense minister. Mefurish, I'm quoting. That is not the Maccabim, excuse me. You're good people. Thank you for fighting for us. And I'm not saying this to be polite. Thank you for fighting for us. We owe you our lives. When I was in Eretz Yisrael 2 weeks ago, I thanked every soldier that I saw. And I felt like hugging every soldier that I saw. I have such a chavivus for them. They're putting their lives in danger for Acheyem B'nai Yisrael. Unbelievable. They report that when Israeli soldiers are injured, they get flown to a hospital. The first thing they say when they open their eyes is, when can I get back to the war? That's how strongly they're fighting. I'm there. I'm with them. Can I be clearer? I'm with them. I'm davening for them. I want them to win. I want them to blow Hamas to smithereens. I want them to bring security to Klal Yisrael. That's what I want, and I'm davening for them, and they are doing the shlichas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they are not the Hashmonoim if you listen to the way that their leaders are speaking. And if we do this, I've been seeing, unfortunately, I have WhatsApp, so I've been seeing, even though all of my statuses are muted, but when I'm really not feeling well, I unmute them sometimes, and I check what's going on in some people's statuses, and people are there being mechazik, the soldiers, and it's so important to be mechazik, the soldiers. I'm there. I felt it when I was there. Yes, it's so important, but be careful that it's not becoming avodah zarah. They are not our saviors. They are also Yidden, and we daven for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Savior. Can you see how confusing this Hanukkah is going to be? This Hanukkah is going to be confusing in the not religious world, but it's always confusing in the not religious world. It's going to be confusing in almost the entire frum world, except in the heart of the yeshivas. But people like us, who are out in the world, but understand what it means, Haydalei Ala Brachos, that Haidalai al Abrachas happened because Vayarki lo yachalai. Because I'm not like you. That is the sight of the Nes of Chanukah. I'm not like you. I stand apart. I depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not like the nations of the world because we know that none of this matters, that all that matters is the Ratzon Hashem. That part of our Hashkafa is at risk this Chanukah. I'm fearful for us. I'm fearful for tens of thousands of high school students all over America. I'm fearful. I was at the rally. Schatoyani Mazker. I was at the rally. And I'm fearful for every single boy and girl that I saw at that rally. I'm fearful for them. I'm fearful that they are going to lose sight of the very thing that fueled the Nes of Chanukah on Chanukah and Lo Yaleinu because of Chanukah. What's there to do about it? The only thing I could think of that you and I can do is to work on ourselves. To make very, very, very clear to ourselves what it means to be one of the Chashmonaim. What it means to be the Maccabim of Bayamim Ahem. What that means. You know, this is the old mistake that the Israeli secular picture of the Maccabim of then, or these big, muscular, you know, children of Matisio, you know, walking around like arrows pinging off them, you know, like these, you know, you see all the muscles, you know, it looks like, I don't want to start saying my education is, you know, in Marvel Comics, but you know, it looks like, you know, some kind of a superhero story. And that's not what they looked like. You know what the Hashmonaim looked like? They looked like Rabbi Bernstein. Okay? They looked like Rabbi Krohn. They looked like Rabbi Pearl. They were B'nai Torah, who were sitting and learning Torah, who were Isaac B'Torah, who were Davuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and stood up to heed the call of their father, who told them it's time to be Leichem Milchama, like we will do when we are called. But they were not this image that's going to be thrust upon us, that's going to be jammed down our throats this Chanukah. You're going to see it. You're going to see it by your Hanukkah parties. You're going to see it on the news. You're going to see it in speeches. You may even hear it from people that should know better because it's so unbelievably confusing. So let's be mechazik ourselves. Boy, am I going to regret that I talked so much. But I had to express this. Let's be mechazik ourselves. This is the time of Ayarki Lo Yachalei. This is the time of our stubborn, grip on the emuna of Klal Yisrael in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in our mission. And there is no way that we're going to allow Chanukah itself to take away from the Vayarki Lo Yachalei. Let's work on our own Hevdel Ben Yisrael La'amim, our own uniqueness, our pride in our uniqueness. Mm-hmm. And when we daven for the soldiers, let's think to ourselves that we're davening for them because our tefillas is exactly the thing that's going to be Mashiach. Be'ezer Hashem, Yashkayach.